Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, folks. Hey there, PeopleStack tribe. Welcome to another week of the PeopleStack podcast. And this week, the topic is, it's safer to stay at my current job than to look elsewhere and leave. It's safer to stay than it is to go, especially right now, when we are all doing our best to thrive, or perhaps for some of you to simply survive through the COVID-19 uncertainty. It's just safer for me to stay right now. And look, coronavirus or not, this is a belief that we hear very, very, very often, especially among the tech community, where there's this desire to be comfortable. There's this desire to do what's safe. There's this desire to avert risk. I'm just going to stay. I'm just going to stay where I am right now. Why would I look for another job? No, my job may be, you know, may not be perfect, but I have a job. So it's safer for me right now to stay where I am. I don't even want to go through the effort of looking for a new job. And I'm here to tell you that most of the time, that's not necessarily true. Because, I get it. I understand where you're coming from. I've been there before. We've coached many, many clients through this before. And many clients who then realized, oh, wow. Yeah, I'm on the job market and I want to be on the job market. And that's actually what's safer for me. That's actually what's better for me. We've had a few clients just in the last couple of months or so where their major celebration was, wow, I started at like, I'm not on the job market. I just want to stay. It's what's safer. It's what's safer for me. I don't want to cause any turmoil. I don't even want to try to look. I have a good job. I want to make the most of it. Shifted from there all the way to I'm on the job market. Let's do this. This is what's better for me. And that was their major celebration. It was a shift, a major shift in belief, a major shift in, it was a major decision to go on the job market. Now, I'm not saying that all of you should go on the job market right now. That's not what I'm saying. But if there's this fundamental misunderstanding, there's this fundamental myth that it's always better to stay. It's always better to just stay where you are and keep what you have than try and look elsewhere. Especially now when no one is hiring. First of all, that's not true. People are hiring. Absolutely, tech companies are hiring. Absolutely, people are hiring for tech manager positions. Because, look at it this way. There are companies that are, you know, pretty much in the toilet right now. Because they're not able to thrive through leading remotely. They don't have the infrastructure for it. And they're firing people. They're laying people off. But then there's also companies that are like, let's do it. We want to stand up and we want to be the leaders here. We want to be the ones who are setting the tone for this major paradigm shift that's happening in tech and education and in the medical field and in everything else. And we want to be a part of that. Yeah, we're hiring. We're hiring more than ever right now. So let's just put that aside. Let's put that aside right now. We've had clients who have landed new jobs in the last couple of months. And even like just looking broader than that, I have some friends who are career coaches as well. And because career coaches, we band together to serve our clients even more, right? And their clients are landing new jobs too, right? Career coaches would be out of business if people weren't hiring right now, right? We're here and we're still helping because yes, people are still hiring and yes, you still need help. But it's really this belief around what's safe for me. I want to stay in my comfort zone. I get it, right? Because maybe you've been working for your current company for 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever period of time, and it's become like your nest. It's become like your safety zone. You know people. You've built some wonderful relationships with the people you work with, including with your team. And while everything may not be perfect, you don't want to give that up for uncertainty. You don't want to give that up for who knows what job. Who the hell knows what's out there? I'm just going to stay where I am. But what I encourage you to do is say, all right, is it really true that it's safer for me right now to just stay? What if the opposite were true? Just play a little game. Be open to it. Little mind experiment, little thought experiment. What if the exact opposite were true? What if what is actually true is that it's better for you, it's safer for you, better for your career, better for those around you to go on the job market and look, to see what's out there, to spend some time, to spend some energy, seeing what other possibilities exist? Because here's the thing. I'm not even talking about leaving at this point. It's funny. It's interesting when I bring up the idea of going on the job market. People often automatically just jump to, well, I'm not just going to jump ship. I'm not just going to leave and quit without another job in hand, that would be stupid. It's not necessarily something that would be stupid to do. In some cases, that's actually what's best to do, especially if you're surrounded by a toxic culture, especially if any financial risk you'd be taking by quitting your job, that's nothing compared to the hell that you are going through on a day-to-day basis. The emotional toll, the physical toll, the spiritual toll, the identity toll that it's taking on you to be somewhere where you are not happy, where you are not satisfied, where you have a terrible team, a terrible boss, and it's just toxic. So there are absolutely cases where it's like, yeah, just leave. Just leave. You'll figure the rest out. Because you are not going to be able to thrive as a human, as a tech leader in that environment. And then in the other cases, it's like, okay, stay, do what you can, right? You're strong. You could stay. You've already proven that to yourself. And just look, Right. Go out on the job market and see what's available. Go on some interviews. Really, what harm is there in that? And you're blocking yourself off from possibilities and new career trajectories by saying, not going to hear it. I'm safer where I am right now. Nobody's hiring anyway. Just be open. Be open to the possibility that you just might find a hell yes job by spending a little bit of time every week looking for that job. Because here's the question that this really boils down to, right? Like, if somebody were talking with me right now and was like, no, it's just safer. Given the current situation, given everything, it's just safer for me to stay in my current job than to leave. I would say, okay, what do you want? Do you want to stay in your comfort zone? Or do you want to build your dream career? Because you can't have both. You cannot have both. Do you want to stay in your comfort zone and settle for it? It's just okay. I'm coping. I'm dealing with it. It can be much worse than this. Do you want to settle for that in your career and in your leadership potential? Is that where you want to stay in your comfort zone? Or do you want to build your dream career? Stretch the boundaries of what you know is possible. And yeah, be a little bit uncomfortable in the process, but that's part of it. You're climbing a mountain here. You're climbing the mountain, a metaphorical mountain that is your career. It may take a little bit to climatize as you go up higher heights. You may scratch your ego along the way on some metaphorical branches. Yeah, it's part of the process. You cannot unlock new possibilities for yourself, for your career, for your leadership potential, for your life. You cannot create a new trajectory, a new career trajectory, increased earning potential, increased potential for more impact without at least a little bit of discomfort, without a willingness to say, is what's safe actually what's most important, or is diving into the uncertainty actually what's better for me? You can't unlock that potential. You can't unlock your true potential as a human without some discomfort. And I'm not here to argue, because it's everyone's individual right to choose her or his own truths. So if you want your truth to be right now and you're going to own it, I want to be safe. I want to be comfortable. Then choose that truth and own it. But if you want your truth to be, I want to build my dream career even amidst all of this uncertainty, because I know there's uncertainty all the time anyway, and I'm ready to stretch the boundaries of what I'm capable of, and yes, do what's uncomfortable in order to reach new heights, then own that. And own that decision and take actions, intelligent actions, inspired actions, based on that decision. But decide first, what do you want? Do you want to be comfortable, or do you want to upgrade your career? Do you want to stay safe, or do you want to walk the path toward career transformation? It's your choice. And maybe right now you decide to stay comfortable, and then a month from now, you decide, I'm ready for it. And that's great. But just own whatever decision it is. And if the decision is, yeah, you know what? I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready. I know that I've been telling myself this story that it might be safer to stay. in my little comfort bubble. But I'm going to let that go because I want to build my dream career. I want to make more of an impact. And I want to show people, my family, my friends, my colleagues, that even now, it is possible and probable that I will make a massive impact as a technical leader, that I will build my excellence, that I will evangelize my excellence as a leader. And I am ready to do that. I'm ready to claim that, and I'm ready to claim that and take ownership of that. Then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. And on that call, and as long as you show up coachable, as long as you show up open to new possibilities for your career, for your life, and open to new perspectives, as long as you show up that way, it is going to be the most clarifying and valuable conversation you've ever had about your career. Because that's our promise to you, number one, and that's how you're going to show up. You're going to show up ready to have a breakthrough on that call, ready to have some major perspective shifts. And you're going to have them. Because we're experts in doing this, and as long as you're open to it, it's going to happen. And so on that call, as long as you're open to it, that's what's going to happen, is you're going to have some major perspective shifts, and we're going to make sure that you get absolute clarity on where you are in your career right now, what's not working, why are you considering leaving, what's keeping you from making the decision to move forward in your career. And we're going to make sure that you have a step-by-step plan. We're going to make sure that you are absolutely clear on what the next steps are in upgrading your tech career. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you get there, if we're 100% confident that we can help you build that dream tech career, then we're going to talk about what that help would look like. And we talk about all the details. But no matter what, if you're ready to leave your comfort zone and build your dream, if you're ready to give up the idea of safety, because you really know that safety doesn't exist. It's an idea that we've made up so that we can feel like we have a little bit more control. But there's always an element of risk. Always, always, always. It's a question of, what risks am I willing to take so that I can make more of an impact? You're never going to eliminate the risk entirely. It's not going to happen. It's about embracing that risk, embracing that uncertainty. If you're ready to do that in your career, then we're ready to help you build that dream. ThePeopleStack.com/book. So look, it is a myth that it is safer to stay where you currently are versus looking elsewhere. Because first of all, we're not even talking about just like upping and leaving your job. Like, it's simply just looking and being open to new possibilities. And second of all, very often, it's the thing that you're most scared of. That's the exact thing that you need to do to get where you want to go, which would be bring your career to new heights. And what do you need to do that? What actions do you need to take so that you can bring your career to new heights? That is what I will leave you with for the day. We'll talk to you again really, really soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.